Hello, I'm the barrister Stephen Barrett, and like many of us, I am horrified at the terrorist Islamist attack on Britain's Jewish community, which occurred yesterday in Manchester. I think many of us suspected that something like this was going to happen, and I think many of us are therefore rightly angry that not enough was done to prevent it. Details are leaking out almost, it seems, against our government's will, who they desire only to keep us in the dark. But it seems that this gentleman was not on a terror watch list despite being named Jihad, despite his father posting some deeply disturbing social media posts regarding the 7th of October atrocity in Israel, and despite the fact that he was apparently on bail for rape. This seems like catastrophic state failure. The Jewish community, the British Jewish community, which is one of our more respectable and respectful communities, they tend to get on with politicians of either party because they just need to be liked, so they don't take very strong positions, they don't do anything violent themselves, they're not a serious threat or credible threat to anybody. These are nice people. The Jewish community are rightly outraged. They rightly heckled David Lammy today, and that I think is the very least I would expect anyone to do. When this happens, it is quite clear that the government has categorically failed Britain's Jews. But to add insult to injury this morning, our Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood said something to the political editor of The Sun, which is simply untrue. She claimed that she does not have power, the legal power, to stop the hate marches. Now, many of us, any of us of any identity in Britain and around the world who watched the atrocity, shed tears, sent thoughts and prayers and love to the Jews and Britain's Jews who cared about the victims, many of us were extremely outraged, extremely hurt to see then the reaction from the far left, for that is who they are, from disorganized, unguided, hate-filled children who wrongly direct hate at Israel and at Jews, where they immediately marched in London and took up positions of anger and hate in various railway stations, which must have made it impossibly difficult for openly Jewish people to simply travel and exist in our country. This is a serious threat to public order. But I think that it is salting a wound. It is adding insult to injury. It is pouring oil onto a fire for a British Home Secretary to simply throw up her hands and pretend that there is nothing that she can do to stop these allegedly pro-Palestinian, what I would call hate marches, which, by the way, she has been on in the past. She has attended them. But now she wishes to tell Britain that she, our Home Secretary, His Majesty's, but that's in honour of us, the people, that she is powerless to stop these marches. Well, this is completely rubbish. Laws exist already to stop this. If the chief officer of police of the relevant area asks her to, she can approve an order prohibiting these hate marches for 3 months under something called the Public Order Act 1986, and that's Section 13. Now, if she says, oh, but they haven't asked me, these are Labour-aligned people in Labour-aligned areas. The Police and Crime Commissioner can sack any chief constable. They have that power. The Chief and Crime Commissioner of London is the mayor, Labour mayor, Sadiq Khan, who she will know and be friends with. They're both Fabians. The police and crime commissioner of Manchester is Andy Burnham, who of course she knows. This is absolutely suggesting that she is powerless in that situation is absurd. But if those police officers refused, and let's be honest, she could just threaten to sack them herself. Okay, she could have the power. Labour command the House of Commons. So she can threaten people. They can get action taken. The idea that they're weak is pathetic. But even if she could argue, well, actually, I can't use my powers under the 1986 Act. Well, guess what? There's a 2023 Public Order Act too. And in the 2023 Act, there's an even greater power for the Home Secretary. She can simply apply, because the conditions are met. This is a serious threat to public order. British Jews can't travel, can't use major British cities. A lot of us feel threatened and unable to be in this threatening and violent environment, which is what the hate marches are. These powers are activated. Well, Section 18 of the 2023 Act means that she can take action already to go to court tomorrow. She could do it. Courts are open 24 hours for emergency injunctions. She could get an injunction stopping any more hate marches. The idea that the Home Secretary is powerless is completely nonsense now. But I want to highlight something else that is uniquely important about our country. In our country, Parliament is completely sovereign. Parliament, not the judges. That's why when people on social media come to me and they say, Stephen, the government is awful, can't the judges do something? The answer is no, the judges can do nothing. And that's right, because we don't want to elevate judges to become dictators. We have democracy in this country. That's you, the voter, voting matters. That's what democracy is. But if you command the House of Commons, as Labour does with a huge majority, and let's face it, any action to stop the hate marches would be extremely popular in the House of Lords. But actually, just so you know, the government of the day can bypass the House of Lords if it needed to. I don't think it would need to, because I think every decent human being knows that these hate marches, which, by the way, we pay for, have to stop. Labour commanding such a majority in the House of Commons would be able to make a new law. Even if Shabana could argue, oh, I don't have that. She can't. That's nonsense. It's not, I'm going to call it a lie. It's not true. She has the power now. But even if I'm wrong, even if she completely lacked the power to do anything, Labour could recall Parliament tomorrow and get this all dealt with. And we as a country are not going to heal until these hate marches end. Until British Jews feel safe in Great Britain again. They have every right to safety. Every single group, every single identity group has a right to be safe in this country. And I include British Muslims in that because there are many of them I know and adore. But this is one community that is facing a specific threat from the far left, who have picked up this Palestinian cause, who have lied about genocide in Gaza, who hold Israel to ridiculous standards, and who are simply full of hate. It is time to stop the hate marches. Time for everyone, every single one of us, to live in peace again in a decent country. Shabana Mahmood should hang her head in shame. She has utterly let down Britain's Jewish community. She has let down Britain. She has betrayed the king, because it is the king's peace that is our right to safety in this country. It is his duty and his obligation through his ministers to keep us all safe. And Shabana Mahmood is lying. She has the power now. If she didn't, Labour could give her the power now. They just don't want to stop